Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is April the 23rd, 2011. This is Bible Storyland. We are happy to have you here this morning. It is Children's Day. Happy to have everybody on this morning. It's a beautiful sunny morning here in Jacksonville, Florida. We are live. So I thank God for life and life more abundantly. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. The word of God says, in Matthew 19:14, allow the children to come unto him. So we're allowing the children this morning to come unto the Lord. Let them praise the Lord, and because he is terrible, his name is terrible, he is holy. We exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. So I thank the Lord this morning for having all of you on. You are welcome this morning on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you for giving you strength this morning. And I'm so grateful for the children. So as I pray this morning, you pray silently along with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a beautiful day that you have given us to praise, to worship, to adore you. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Lord God, for Bible Storyland. We thank you for having your way on the show this morning, Father God. And, Father, we adore you, Father God. We thank you that you chose us to be your very elect children. And, Father, we lift up children all over the world and their families. We ask you, Lord, to continually provide for the children, Lord God. Father, those even in other countries, in different cities and states throughout the United States. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to draw the children closer to you than they've ever been before. We ask you for a hedge of protection around our children, Father God. Father God, we ask you to stop the murders, the violence against our children, Lord God. And Father, we thank you that it's nothing too hard for you. You are Almighty God, Almighty King. Father, we adore you this morning. We thank you for being on Bible Storyland. Bless the parents, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the mothers and the fathers. Bless the family members, the grandparents, and aunts and uncles and cousins, Father God. Draw us all closer to you in this hour, Father God. We just adore you. We thank you for being with us. Have your way this morning, Father God, on Bible Story Land. And Father, I thank you that your word says in Psalms 23, the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us, O God. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of your enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Surely your goodness, your mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in your house, O Lord, forever and ever. Amen. All right, Matthew 19:14-15 says, but Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on the children and he left. So we're calling all children this morning, all children. I greet you with love this morning. I thank each of you for being on Bible Storyland. I honor each of my guests today. I honor my family. I honor my church family. I honor my spiritual parents. I honor each of you. I thank you, Lord God, for being here with us this morning. We honor you, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. We thank you for choosing us. It is because of you that we exist and have abundant life. Father God, have your way this morning. We adore you. We thank you because you are our God. None can compare to you. And we welcome each of you on Bible Storyland this morning. Calling all children, Jesus wants you to come to him every day for whatever you need. Whether you need love children, now I'm not just talking about little children. I'm talking about all of God's children, whatever age you are, from birth all the way to two or 300 if you're still living. My aunt's on here this morning. She is 100 plus, so I'm thanking God for her. So children, whether you need love, food, protection, clothes, shelter, even friendship. You know the song says, I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you, Lord. So, children, God loves each of you. And he wants you to reach out to him for whatever you need. You don't have to go to anybody. Just call on his name. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I need you. I need help. I need help with my tests or whatever it is. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells us so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves us. Yes, Jesus loves us. Yes, Jesus loves us, for the Bible tells us so. We are having Children's Day here on Bible Storyland. The children are here this morning. We honor the children today because they are God's gift to us. Whether you birth them, whether you're related to them, or if you just know them, the children are precious, and we love the children. We love you, children. I decree and declare blessings on our children. You are blessed and highly favored of God. I decree and declare longevity on our children. They will live long lives. They will be live out all of the days that God has given them. I decree and declare that our children will accept Jesus as Lord and Savior at an early age. I decree and declare safety on our children. No harm shall come upon our children. I decree and declare our children are obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. Our children listen and follow instructions with good attitudes. I decree and declare that our children are successful and become great people. They set worthwhile goals and accomplish them. Well, this morning we have two talented young women from Indianapolis, Indiana, Amber and Katie. Good morning, girls.
Good morning. Good morning.
How y'all doing?
What's our? How are you?
All right. Y'all ready?
Yes, we are.
All righty. Go ahead.
I was thinking of you today, you know you were having some rough days. I want to send some love your way, but try not to go crazy. Cause you're my best friend, and I hate to see you sad. I just want you glad, put a smile up on your face, and make your day a brighter day. There comes a time in our lives where we're drowned in our madness. Somebody's got to give us peace and bring us to the surface again. There comes a time in our lives when all things don't go right. So keep your head up, be strong. I'm letting you know you're not alone. I see you smile. Cause you're my best friend. I see you smiling. I see you smile. When you're down, just know that I'll be there to lift you up again. Your most faithful friend.
Life takes us through changes and wanted arrangements, but it's okay, 'cause through the rain, the sun still shines.
Shines on me, yeah.
Just know that you have friends that care about you. Just know when you cry, they're crying with you. When you hurt, we hurt together. When you cry, we cry together. I'm singing this song to share my love for you.
Just know these words are from my heart, are true.
I won't give up on you, all right, till the end.
Forever love, you're my best friend, yeah.
I see you smiling, mm-hmm. I see you smiling,
yeah,
I see you,
yeah,
smile.
I wanna see you smile.
I see you smiling,
yeah,
I see,
yeah,
you smiling,
ooh.
I see you smile.
'Cause you're my best friend.
I see you smiling, I see you smiling, I see you smile.
When you're down, just know that I'll be there
to lift you up again.
Your most faithful friend.
Amen.
Man,
that was wonderful. Wonderful, Katie. And I forgot your sister's name just that quick.
Amber.
And that was good. That's what we need. Best friends that's going to help us, support us. Thank you, girls. I appreciate you all. And just keep up the good work.
Hey,
love you, girls.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wonderful.
Welcome to the Good Stop Farm, where every night there's a party in the barn. The cows are hard, that's the word. And the horses are excited, it's never heard. The cat and the dog are playing poker in my back. The ghost in the can, the dog out of the can. And the sheep to be as best as he can. The pigs are squeal. When the band begins, a jig or a reel. If the turkey doesn't fly, now they'll be alive. Party at the Good Stuff Farm.
All right. It is still Children's Day on Bible Story Land. The Word of God says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Instruct our children in God's ways. He created us, and he knows the way. He, Jesus, is the way, the truth, and the life. All right, we're having three beautiful children this morning, two or three. Niobe, Javon, and I've forgotten the other child's name. Are y'all ready this morning, Mother? Are they ready?
Yes,
ma'am.
How many is it?
Two.
Okay,
Javon.
Niobe and Javon. Niobe's what, four?
Yes, ma'am.
And Javon is six. All right, we're ready.
Seven.
Where are they?
Seven.
Okay.
Okay, seven. I'm sorry, sweetie.
My spirit, Lord,
Sister Mary, she came running, and she came for my Lord. Sister Mary, she came running, and looking for my Lord. Sister Mary, she came running, and looking for my Lord. The Lord, the blessed, I feel with Lord. He rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. And the Lord shall bless
my spirit,
Lord.
An angel came from heaven and rolled a stone away. An angel came from heaven and rolled a stone away. An angel came from heaven and rolled a stone away. And the Lord shall bless my spirit.
Amen. Ooh, my goodness, young talent. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all did such a terrific job, Niobe and Javon. Thank God for you. I love y'all.
Love you too.
How you doing?
Hi.
That was a great song. He rose from the dead. He sure did, thousands of years ago, and he lives today. So I thank God for you all.
Thank you for being on.
All right, next we have a young woman from Jacksonville. She was born in 1910, soon to be 101 years young. She is my Aunt Mildred. Her name is Mrs. Mildred Brown. She's my favorite aunt. She's known as the Mighty Mildred Brown. She's going to sing to give God glory this morning. I thank God for her and the encouragement that she is to all of us. She lets us know we can do it. We can do whatever through Christ. So, good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine. The Lord woke me up this morning, and I'm so grateful and thankful.
Amen. Amen. You ready to sing?
Oh, yes.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. He has you and me, brother. In his hand he got you and me, brother. In his hand he got you and me, brother. In his hand he got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. He got the little bit of babies. In his hands, he got the little bit of babies. In his hands, he got the little bit of babies. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. He arose with it in his hand. He arose with the world. In his hands, he arose with the world. In his hands, he got the whole world in his hands. Yes, he arose with the world in his hands. He arose with the world in his hands. He arose with the world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole wide world in his hands. He got the whole world in his hands.
Awesome, awesome. Woo, look at God. A 100-year-old plus woman of God still singing to give God glory. That was beautiful, Aunt Mildred. He's got the whole world, and he has.
Yes, he has.
All of us in his hands. And I thank God. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, next, we have a young lady, another young lady, all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, a woman who loves children, who has been singing since she was a child, born into a family of famous singers. We have Charmaine Neville. Good morning, Charmaine.
Good morning, Caritha. How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you?
Oh, I'm blessed. Another day he wakes me up. I'm fine.
Amen.
And I want to say to your aunt, I mean, to even think that she's 100 plus and still has such a soft voice of a little child. I'm telling you, listening to her sing, it sounded like the voice of a little child. It was beautiful.
Amen. It was. All right. You ready to do your story this morning?
Yes, I am. And this
All
is
right.
a story.
Go ahead.
This is a story called The People Could Fly. Now, when they say the people could fly, they mean all of us, because we all go through different strife in life and different things happen to us, but we always find that he's there with us with the wings that we have hidden, you know. They say the people could fly. They say that long ago in Africa, some of the people knew magic, and they would walk up on the air like climbing up on the gate, and they flew like the blackbirds over the fields, shiny black wings flapping against the blue up there. Then many of the people were captured for slavery. Then the ones that could fly with their shed their wings, and they couldn't take their wings across the water on the slave ships. It was too crowded, don't you know? The folks were full of misery then. Some got sick. And some got up and they got sick from the up and down of the sea, so they couldn't forget about flying, but they could no longer breathe the sweet scent of Africa. They say the people could fly. They kept their power, although they shed their wings. They kept their secret magic of the land, even though they were headed into slavery. The magic they had was the magic of God, and they knew that one day their wings would come again. And that these same people would not be able to fly back to Africa, but they would be able to fly and shed their stories and their words all over the world. The people of Africa who could have been covered with what was known as dark skin were also covered with what was known as dark feathers. The feathers are what help you to lift and get over all the sadness in earth. One such person was an old man. They called him Toby. And a standing tall yet afraid was a young woman who once had wings. They called her Sarah. Now, Sarah carried a baby on her, tied to her back, and she trembled and was tired of the hard work that she had to do and the scorn that she was given. One day, Toby was standing tall, yet afraid. The leaves that labored in the field, the long labors in the field, and from sunup to sundown, the owners of the slaves calling himself their master, says he had heard that a lump of clay was lying on the ground and that lump of clay was breathed into and it became a black man. It's a shame that the black man has no soul, said the master. And the black man looked at him and said, but who breathed the breath of life into this hump of clay that you are talking about? Of course, it was God who did this. And that's why I have wings and you do not. You have to hold me captive, but I can still fly away. The master said, show me your wings now and fly. He said, I will not show you my wings. He said, I will let you know that we all have wings, and the day will come when we can all fly away. The master cracked his whip, and he said, I will see your wings now. I will see your wings, and I want you to show me how you can fly. I want to see who has wings and who doesn't. So he began to whip the slaves. The slaves never showed their wings. They cried. Some of them even died, but they would never show their wings to the master with the whip. Sarah used her hoe and chopped a row of wheat and corn. She said, I'm going to lay down with my baby because she's afraid of the man with the whip. But her little wings are growing strong, and one day she too will be able to fly away. She said this quietly so that the master with the whip could not hear her. The overseer, however, did hear her, and he pointed his finger at her and the baby, and he said, I want that baby. That baby can't tell me no, and I'm going to see if this baby can fly. Of course, the woman screamed and said, please don't hurt my child. Don't hurt any child. The children are the secret of the earth. You've got to let this child grow to become the person that they will be in days to come. The man with the whip took the child and laid the child at his feet. And he said to the woman, unless you show me your wings, I will not only whip you, I will whip your child. Sarah couldn't stand to see her child whipped. She closed her eyes. She was so weak, and she was so tired. The baby cried and cried, but she couldn't do anything to save the baby, and she knew the baby was starving and that the slave master would not feed the baby if she didn't show her wings. She got up, and she stood on the top of the fence, and she lifted her arms. Her wings did not come out, but her arms went way over her head, and she just floated up in the air. Before too long, her baby floated off the ground and was into her arms. Then looking, the slave master looked around, and all of the people in the field that he had whipped and had working all had lifted their arms, and they flew up into the air. As they flew, they all were headed straight for the one person who had given them the wings. Yes, to God himself. And they knew that there would never be another day that they would be in bondage because they now all had their wings. And they flew and flew until they were right at his feet. When they got to the feet of the Lord, they lay down and put their arms behind them, and they whispered and sighed, and they rose and looked at him in the face, and they said, the hot breezes of your breath helped us to fly. We are flying again. It doesn't matter what else happens. As long as we know you, our God, will always save us. And they flew on, and they continued to fly. Every day they fly to God.
Amen. That was beautiful. Yes, indeed. The people could fly. And we can fly, too, as long as we're with the Lord.
We can.
He keeps us in the palm of his hands. He keeps us with him. We are in heavenly places. And like she said, children are a blessing to us. And we do have freedom in Christ. So
that's
I
right.
Thank God. That was a beautiful story, Charmaine. Thank God for it.
Oh, no problem. You know, I love stories, and I love the great singing that I've heard this morning from the young people and the even younger person. You know, it is wonderful. I thank you so much for inviting me to come on with you on your show. And I hope that I get a chance to come and do something again. Maybe next time me and your aunt can sing something together.
Now, that would be wonderful.
That would be
you
great.
Heard that, Aunt Mildred?
That would be great.
All
oh,
right,
thank
now.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Charmaine. I love that story. The people could fly.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
You, sweetheart.
Give her my phone number.
I will.
Time, yeah.
Did her just come in? She want me to give her
yes,
to
I
give
did.
You her phone number.
All right. When you finish with your show, you know how to get in touch with me. So.
I sure do.
All
right.
All right.
We continue. Do you remember what you were like as a child growing up? Specifically, when you were 12 years young, were you wise or foolish? Were you curious? Were you tall or short? Were you serious or not? What were you interested in when you were 12 years old? Did you listen to your parents or did you listen to your friends? If you knew then what you know now, would you have been different or the same? Well, of course, we cannot change what was then. Tell you the truth, We did what we know to do at that time. Our children are doing what they know to do now. The wisest man who ever lived decided when his son was young to teach him wisdom so he could make wise choices. His wise sayings also apply to our daughters. Even though he said, my son, in his book, he could also have said, and we can say, my daughter. Solomon said, my son, listen to your father's discipline and instructions, and do not neglect your mother's teachings, because discipline and teachings are a graceful ornament, something useful on your head, and a golden chain around your neck. My son, avoid sinners, people who tell you to do bad things, like come, let us set an ambush to kill someone, let us hide and ambush innocent people for fun. We'll swallow them alive like the grave, like those in good health who go into the pit. We'll find all kinds of valuable possessions. We'll find our homes with stolen. We'll fill our homes with stolen goods. Join us, and we'll split the loot equally. My son, do not follow them in their way. Do not set your foot on their path, because they rush to do evil and hurry to shed blood. But these people set an ambush for their own murder. My son, if you take my words to heart and treasure my commandments with you, if you pay close attention to wisdom and let your mind reach for understanding, if you indeed call out for insight, if you ask aloud and understand, if you seek for wisdom as if it were money and hunt for it, if it were hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. Then you will find the knowledge of God. The Lord gives wisdom. My son, my daughter, do not forget my teachings and keep my commands in mind, because they will bring long life and good years and peace. Our story today is about children that God used at a young age. Our first Bible character is Samuel. If you were on a few Saturdays ago, we talked about great women of God who loved their children. Well, Samuel's mother wanted not only a child, but she wanted a man child. She prayed for Samuel before he was born. All right, don't forget, grandparents and parents, pray for the children before they're born. So she made a promise to God about his life, even before he was born. She promised to give him back to God if God would give her a man child. She kept her promise, and as soon as he was weaned from breast milk, she took him to God. She took him to a priest named Eli. Many young women want children today, but how many of them would be willing to bring them to God? That takes an unselfish person to not think of how she would feel, or even the father's. How they would feel. Even the father of Samuel agreed to give him to God. When Samuel was a little bitty boy, he lived with priest Eli and was taught about God and God's ways. Before he knew God's voice, God called to him to do something he was afraid to do, but he did it anyway. While he was sleeping, the Lord called him. He said, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel got up, because he didn't know the voice of God at that time, and he went to Eli. He said, you called me? Eli said, no, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep. Lay down. He heard that voice again. Samuel, Samuel. He got up. He went to Eli. He said, you did call me. He said, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. So he went back to bed. He was very obedient. He laid down. A few minutes later, he heard that voice. Samuel. He got up again. He said, you did call me, Eli. Eli says, no. He said, but this time when you hear the voice, says, yes, Lord, thy servant heareth. So he went back. He laid down. Soon as he was about to go to sleep, he heard that voice say, Samuel, Samuel. He said, yes, Lord, thy servant heareth. Each time he thought it was priest Eli, because he had never heard the voice of God. priest Eli told him, the next time he heard the voice, he told him what to say. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. So Samuel obeyed. Have you heard the voice of God yet? His words say that his sheep know his voice. Are you his sheep? Do you hear his voice? So Samuel heard the voice of God. God told him a message for priest Eli. And Samuel obeyed God. Even though he was afraid, he still did what God told him to do. What is God saying to you lately? God speaks to children like he did to Samuel and to adults, like he did to Eli, Moses, and other men and women of God. Listen and obey what the Spirit of God is telling you today. Our last Bible character we're going to talk about is a great young man who obeyed God when he was a child. Even before he was born, many prophets foretold his birth. In Isaiah 7:14, it says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That prophecy was fulfilled in Matthew 1:18. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Many, many, many prophets were foretold. Prophecies were foretold about Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. In Isaiah 9:7, there was a prophecy about Jesus, and it was fulfilled in Matthew 1:1. The place of Jesus' birth in Micah 5:1 fulfilled in Matthew 2:1. The time of Jesus' birth was prophesied in Daniel 9:25 and fulfilled in Luke 2:1. The born of a virgin was prophesied in Isaiah 7:14, fulfilled in Matthew 1:18. As a prophet was prophesied that Jesus would be a prophet in Deuteronomy 18:15, and it was fulfilled in John 6:14. Rejection, that Jesus would be rejected in Isaiah 53. It was prophesied and fulfilled in John 1:11. There were prophecies about his character in Isaiah 11:2, and it was fulfilled in Luke 2:52, and that he would be betrayed by his friends in Psalms 41:9, and it was fulfilled in Mark 14:10. It was prophesied about his crucifixion even before he was born in Isaiah 53:12, and it was fulfilled in Matthew 27:38. God used Jesus as a child. Mary and Joseph, Jesus with the teachers in the temple. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover feast. When he was 12 years old, they went as usual. When the feast was over, they left home. The boy stayed behind. They left for home. The boy stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it. They thought Jesus was with the others who were traveling with them. After traveling a day, they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. 3 days later, they found him in the temple courtyard. He was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. He was understanding, and his answers, he had wisdom and understanding, and his answers stunned everyone who heard him. When his parents saw him, they were shocked. His mother asked him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been worried looking all over for you." Then Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you realize I had to be about my father's business?" But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned with his parents to Nazareth, went and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart that Jesus had said, and Jesus grew in wisdom and maturity. He gained favor of God and the people. So parents, are you training up children in the way that they should go? Parents, train them according to how God wants you to train them. It's never too late. Pray for your children, even if they're grown, to be about their father's business, as Jesus was. Many people will go to a building small to look for Jesus on what we call Easter Sunday. But Jesus won't be there unless they take him. He arose and lives forever in his children, us. We can worship him every day. Do you have a relationship with the King of Kings? Not four walls, not the preacher, not the people in the building, but Jesus himself. Take him with you wherever you go. He is knocking. He's knocking at the door of your heart, your soul. He's knocking. He wants us to love him with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our might, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? First, we have to accept him as our Lord, and then we have to obey him, and then we have to live for him. Holy, righteous lives. He lives. He lives. He lives forevermore. Ask him to be your Savior and Lord. Open up your heart and receive Jesus, and he will help you do the rest. Just say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I ask you to forgive me and accept me as your child. I want to follow you, not religion, but you, Lord. I have tried this, I've tried that, and I've tried the other. Now, Lord, I'm trying you. Thank you for saving me. Help me to live for you, Lord. I don't know how, but your word says I can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. Thank you, Lord. All right, so we're really grateful this morning. Our next guest is a young man from Montgomery, Alabama. His name is Perry Charlotte. He is 23 years old, and he's going to share a brief word that the Lord has given him this morning. Good morning, Perry.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. We're glad you're on with us this morning.
Yeah, it's an honor to be on, you know, to bring the Lord, to bring the word of the Lord, you know.
Amen. So you got a great word, I'm sure, to share with us.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah. but what I want to exalt the children this morning and bring a word. I want to speak just directly to the children, you know. But I want to speak and say that I want to start by saying that continue to thirst after God. Continue to seek him and grow in wisdom and grow in maturity. Because God, he's using the younger generations, you know. He's bringing up younger generations, you know, a generation of children that is on fire, that's on thirst after the Lord. And I would like to say that remain faithful because God, he is faithful. He is always faithful. And he loves you. He's embracing you. So long as you continue to thirst after God, the more that he can put on your table, the more that he can show you his faith, the closer that you will grow to God. So continue to grow in God and read your word daily and daily. So because Jesus, he loves us. He loves you. And it hurts. I believe that it really hurts him to see us not growing our potential because there is so much influence in his world. And I believe that this influence is affecting the younger generation more than the older generation because as younger folk, we are influenced by a lot. But the Lord, just give your mind, give your body, give your soul, all to the Lord. And he will make everything perfect. Jesus said, be perfect. So everything that we do, we have to be perfect, you know. We have to render to our parents, to authority, you know, be perfect. You know, like on your job, all the folks that's over you. Listen to the wisdom. Listen, because they've been through what we already going through. So continue to listen to wisdom. You know your parents, your older friends, you know your grandparents, you know uncles. Listen to them and grow in wisdom as Jesus did. He grew in wisdom and in maturity. So continue to listen to authority and grow. Because as you get, because we all the future pastors, we all the future bishops, the future prophets, you know, and God, He is working with the youth always since the beginning of time. So continue to fall in your rightful place, because God, He has an amazing mission for us. You know, I say us because I'm young too, you know, and I'm going through too, but God, He will always make a way. Continue to remain faithful. Don't look at your surroundings and what's going on around you, but continue to seek the face of God. The more that you go through, because I found out it actually works, the more that you go through, the more that you shall seek and thirst after God. And when you do that, the Bible says that as a God that tried us, we come out as pure gold. So we got to definitely continue to seek after God and see His face, because He is the answer. The Word of God says that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, you know. So if we continue to seek ye the kingdom first, everything else will be added to us, you know. And God, I believe that God, He wants us to remember who we are in Him. We are kings, and we are queens in Him. And God wants us to actually exercise our authority that we have on this earth, because through the blood of Jesus, we have the access, you know, of that power. But it's the power that really according to us. We have to activate that power and authority, you know. And we can't be afraid to use that authority. Jesus said, whatsoever you bind or loose on earth, the same will be in heaven. So that means literally, whatever we loose, whatever we bind shall be loosed and bound in heaven. So that's the authority that God has given you. Constantly read the Word and see what the Word says. And whatever the Word says, God said, prove me. Whatever the Word says, you got to take God up for His Word and exercise that. And I promise you that you will see the Word become flesh. When Jesus came down, the Word became flesh, and the world beheld His glory. That's just the same way with us. You know, the Word, when we read the Word, let the Word become flesh. Live it out. Everything that God pour in our spirit, every piece. The better way to remember is to write it down. Whenever God put in your spirit, write it down and keep that paper. And continue to live that Word that God has given us daily, you know, because I believe that God, He's shaping us and molding us as young people, you know, so that we may become the future generation, you know. But if we don't seek God like we're supposed to, you know, then we will be easily influenced by the world, you know. But that's not God's purpose. His purpose is to take us in as His own. You know, that He will be for us, and we will be for Him. And God can use us for His purposes on His earth. You know, God, Jesus said, all these signs and wonders will follow you. Have compassion for people, because when you go out in the world, Jesus said, He sent us as sheep among wolves. So even amongst wolves, we can have peace. You know, we can have, no matter how young we are, the Bible says that let not anyone despise your youth. So as young people, we also have an instinct ourselves. We also have our wisdom. We also have wisdom too, and understand and be able to stand up for ourselves. So that's why and I feel God, He's actually more than nothing in boldness. You know, He gave us not the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power. So as young people, we have to stand on our boldness and let not anyone despise our youth. You know, let anyone not despise our wisdom. And draws away from what God has given us, that our Father, Heavenly Father has given us, you know, but stand on His Word to what He has given us, you know. And in these last days, you know, I believe God is using you, you know. What better way to make a future than using you? You know, God always continue to knock on the doors of the youth and continue to shape and mold our hearts and to be perfect. You know, and I always encourage you and exalt you that God, He is there. He is in the spirit, but we can actually feel God and touch God. and tapped into the glory of God. And the more we seek his word, Jesus said, learn of me. So the more that you seek him in his word, the more that you will know Jesus. Study the way Jesus walked. Study the way how he healed. You know, because Jesus says, learn of me. In other words, Jesus said, know me, become as me. You know, for we are all one through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are one. So continue to grow in wisdom and maturity and constantly seek for wisdom. You know, even the natural wisdom that's on this earth, because God also, he works in the natural. So God, as children of God, and as to you, God don't want to forget to how he works in the natural. So continue to grow in wisdom, spiritually and naturally, and mature. And always believe in yourself, you know, because as you, we have to believe that we can do this. Because if we don't believe, how can we move forward to what God believes that we could do? The Bible says that when we don't believe, God still believes. So my best advice is that continue to seek of the God, learn of the God. But what the Word of God says that meditate on my Word day and night. So meditate on His Word day and night. When you get up in the morning, when you lay your head at night, and let the Word rest on your mind. Let the Word, write the Word on the tab of your heart and seal the Word in your mind so that it will always be with you. Jesus is with us everywhere we go. And as children, as youth, we got to constantly grow because that's a certain place that God's trying to get us to because in these times, in these days now that we're in here. You know, so continue to seek after God and be careful of your surroundings and the things that might influence us that ain't God because it is trying to stray us away from the purpose of God. You know, but God, he wants his purpose to be fulfilled in us. How can his purpose be fulfilled in us if we are influenced by different things? So we got to constantly stay up in prayer and seek after God like I'm saying, because God's actually shown us, given us vivid pictures. The Word of God says that the old men would dream dreams, but the young men would have visions. In other words, that we would be the ones who carry on the vision of God. We would be the ones who God has entrusted. We are the armor bearers of God, the people who God is trusting in to carry on his vision, you know. So that's why the Word of God says our young men will have visions. We will carry on with the vision of God, the purpose of God, and make it happen. You know, and that's my words of encouragement. You know, and we have to definitely stay up in prayer and petitioning God of what we shall do and what and how can we do it. Just continue to petitioning God, you know, on behalf. For God, he will come to you. Jesus said that, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. Whenever you need Jesus, reach out for him, and he will come to us day and night. That's my encouragement.
Amen. All right, wisdom from a young man of God. Look at what God has done and what he's continually doing in Brother Perry Charlo. Oh, I thank God for you, brother. He said to thirst, children, and we're all God's children, thirst, even, you know, the age people. We can thirst after God. The Word of God says if we run hard after God like a deer runs after the water brook, thirsting for him. You know, a deer gets thirsty. And he'll run for that water. So God is the living water. We can run for him. Perry said, for us to be on fire for God, be faithful, listen to wisdom of our parents and older people and grow. God has an amazing mission for young people. Look at Perry. He's on a mission for God. He's thirsting for God daily. He wants more of God. So take God at his word, try God, live out the word every day. So I'm going to say something, and you can say it silently or out loud with me. My mind is in training for what God wants me to think. My eyes are in training for what God wants me to see. My ears are in training for what God wants me to hear. My mouth is in training for what God wants me to say. My hands are in training for what God wants me to touch. My body is in training to go and to do where God wants me to go and do. So I thank God for his word because he has a purpose in all of us. All of us, he put a purpose. So I thank God for us living that purpose out every day. All right. Our next guest is a young, great singer from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Jackie Travis. Hey, Jackie.
Hey. Hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Sounds like
great.
Everybody that came on is doing great. And we have probably had about 20-something callers on the line this morning. So I thank God for that. And we are ready to hear you sing to the glory of God.
Oh, great, great. Did Mother Henry get a chance to get on the line?
I really don't know, but we'll check on it in a few minutes.
Okay, because I was trying to get her on the line. Okay.
Okay, in a few minutes I'm going to have people press 1 that, you know, want to give a, you know, have a prayer or what, so we'll find out then.
All right. Thank you, doll. I'm going to sing the blood. Gloria doesn't want to, she's in the, Gloria. I'm going to sing the blood.
Okay.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh yes, you know the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, yes, you know the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Amen.
Amen. Woo!
Amen. Precious. We're talking about the blood
Amen.
That Jesus shed for us.
Ooh, hey, he sure did. There's power in the blood. Jesus
yes,
shed
Lord.
His blood for you and for me. He never
yes.
sinned, but he knew we would sin. So his innocent blood covers us. And I thank God that he was willing. Jesus was obedient to God. He was willing to come from his comfort in heaven. And he knew we were going to spit on him. He knew we were going to murder him. But yet, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was talking about me. He was talking about you. He knew it
yes.
long before we were born what we were going to do. So he made a way with his blood that he shed. So I thank God today for his precious blood that he shed for us. On Bible Story Land this morning, the line is open for prayer. So if you're already on or if you need prayer, press 1. All righty. You're already on. Somebody just press 1, and I'm putting other callers on the line. All righty. You're on the air, 504-267. You're on the
yes.
air.
Yes.
Good morning, Linda. You need prayer?
Yes, I need prayer this morning.
All right. She's in New Orleans this morning. Is it sunny there?
Yes, it is.
All right.
And I enjoyed all the program thus far.
Amen. Thank God for you. All
and
right.
I hope that I'll
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I want you to pray for my health and strength and that I'll continue in God's word.
Okay. Health and strength and continue to do what God wants you to do.
Right.
Okay. Next caller, 903. Avis, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. You're on the air. You have a prayer request?
Yes, I do. Yes, I am. I need prayer and I need direction.
Strength and direction.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All righty. Okay. 513-834, you're on the air. You have a request?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hey, Mark, how are you? He's in Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's correct. I need prayer for me and my wife and our relationship.
Okay. Wife and relationship. Okay.
Thank you.
Press 1 if you have a prayer request, okay? People are pressing 1. Very good. Thank you for being on. All right, caller, you on the air, 504-5756. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Carolyn Davis calling you from Katy, Texas.
Hey, Carolyn, how you doing, girl? It's my good friend.
I'm fine. I just want to commend you on what wonderful work you are doing. I really enjoy it and continue doing it.
Amen. I thank God for you. How's your mom?
Mom is fine. I just want to thank the good Lord. My mom made 87 years old, and I really appreciate that. I'm thankful for that.
I got a caller. She's my mom, too, y'all. She let me share her mom. April 16th, huh?
Yes.
I'm behind on that. I got to catch up with that. 80 years old?
87.
87. Woo, my God.
Yeah.
Thank God for
years,
that.
Yeah.
Amen. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1 this morning.
I'm also asking for traveling grace. I'll be leaving Texas tomorrow morning. And prayers for my family and also all other people. Thank you so very much.
Amen. Thank you for being on, Carolyn. God bless you.
Yes, same to you.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer. Need prayer today. Okay. Press 1 if you need prayer. Are you already on? Go ahead.
Yes, I need prayer for the children of this world.
Okay, thank you.
Pray for me and my family. Pray for my family and pray for my senior citizens, please.
Okay. All right. Anybody else need prayer? Ready on? Hello, somebody just press 1. You're already on.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Mother Henry.
Yes, darling.
Good this morning.
I'm blessed by the best. I wanted to read something from, and I want to give a little prayer.
Okay.
For Mark 10. And beginning at the 13th verse, and children to him, that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter into therein. And I'm just enjoying the program with the young people, and I just want to offer a prayer. Children are God's inheritance. And
amen.
We must, as adults, train them up in the fear of God. We're seeing our children, my heart bleed to see our children going astray. But if we, as adults, and it's our responsibility to bring them up in the fear of God. And Father God, we just ask you right now, in the precious name of Jesus, look on these children. These children are your inheritance. And they're not being taught the ways of God. But when you died on that cross, you died for the whole world, the children, their parents, and everybody. So we ask a special blessing not only on our moderator, Sister Caritha, but all the children that are listening and all the children of the world. But your blessing upon them, we ask for good health, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And we'll thank you now for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Henry. I am so happy to hear your voice. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She is a great woman of God, and I just am so appreciative that you're on this morning. Thank you. Well, any more requests this morning? If not, we're going to start prayer for those who have requested prayer, and I will lift everybody up on the line also. Well, Father God, we just approach your holy throne this morning as humbly as we know how. And, Father, we are so grateful that we are your children, that you came, you bled, you died, and you resurrected that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And, Father, we repent before you for any way we've sinned against you. We are human and subject to error, subject to sin, even the little foxes that we have that spoil our vine. Father, you drew us by loving kindness. So we ask you to draw the children and their families by your loving kindness. Save those that are not saved, and those that are, draw us all closer to you, Father God. And, Father, I lift up my friend Linda this morning from New Orleans. I thank you for her health and her strength. And, Father, your word says that you are our help in the time of trouble. So give her health, excellent health. You sent the word and healed them, so send the word and heal Linda, Father God. I thank you for her continued obedience to you, Father God. I lift up her pastor and her church family, Father God, that she was born into. And I thank you for them coming higher in you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. We lift up my friend Avis, Lord God, that she's in Texas. And I thank you for strength for her. Father God, I thank you for strengthening her. I lift up her son and her entire family, her grandbaby, Lord. And I just thank you for that precious angel that you gave to them, Father God. And, Father, she needs direction. What way should she go? She's asking you, Father God. And you said you are the way, the life, and the truth. So, Father God, direct her path daily. As she wake up in the morning and she says, Father, what should I do? What should I go? Father, give her answers, Father God, because you are the way. You are the answer. The question and the answer, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for all you're doing for Avis and for her family. Bless her husband, Father God. Draw them closer with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up my friend Mark and his wife in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I just thank you, Father God, for healing her body, Father. And, Father, your strength in him and in her. Bless their relating to you. They're relating to each other, Father God. And, Father, I remember your word in Ephesians 5 where you said, husbands, love your wives, even as you, Christ Jesus, love the church. And wives, be in submission to your own husbands as unto the Lord. So, Father, as they study your word together about how to relate, I thank you, Father God, for deep and mighty revelations for their relationship. Father, I lift up my good friend in Katy, Texas, on her way back to New Orleans, Father God. I thank you for safety for her, grace, your traveling grace for her, mercy, Father God. Drive the car for her, Father God. I thank you for the safety that you allow her to get to Katy. Now give her safety all the way back to New Orleans. Bless her mother, who's like a mom to me, turned 87. Father, we thank you for her life, Sister Davis's life. And life more abundantly. I thank you for a divine protection for her. I thank you for healing her body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we honor you. We thank you. I thank you for Carolyn's family, Father God. She even loaned me her children, Renee and Quentin, Father God. I lift them up, and I thank you, Father God, for them following your divine will and purpose, drawing them closer to you, Father God. Keep them in safety and in peace. I lift up my friend Jackie in Jacksonville, Florida, her children, Father God, her husband, Father God, her entire family, Father God. And, Father, she works with seniors every day. So I lift up the seniors in Jacksonville, in Texas, in New Orleans, and all over the world, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for taking care of our seniors. Father God, sometimes their bills are too much, but you are a provider. Provide the money to pay off their bills. Set them debt-free. Lower the water bills, electric bills, Father God. Make a way out of no way. Heal their bodies, Father God. Any high blood pressure, diabetic condition, female problems, any heart condition, Father God, you are able to heal. You are a balm in Gilead. Send the word and heal the seniors, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Jackie's family being blessed and highly favored of you, drawing closer to you, running hard after you, thirsting for you, Father God. And, Father, I lift up the children in the world today, Father God. I thank you for saving them. Father God, stop the murders, the violence, the crime against our children. We repent for any way, Father God, we've neglected to do what you've asked us to do for our children, Father God. And I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them. I lift up Mother Henry this morning, the senior, Lord God, who has been my friend, Lord God, since I've come to Jacksonville and met her, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing for her and through her, Father God. I thank you for the word that you put in her mouth for your people, Father God, as she continually obey you and spread the word, the good news that you are Lord, you are Savior, you are King. I ask you to bless her, Father God, strengthen her, Father God. I thank you for healing virtue going throughout her body in the name of Jesus. You said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So, Father, this morning we bless, we honor you. We thank you for being on Bible Storyland. I lift up each and every person that's been on the line, those that are still on the line. I thank you for them and their families. I thank you for strength. I thank you for health. I thank you for being our help, oh God. And, Father, you know I don't know how to pray as I should. So I thank you, Father God, for leading us in this prayer. And, Father, I thank you that Jesus is a great intercessor. And as he intercedes for us daily, I thank you for his intercessions, Lord Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing on our behalf. We thank you for having your way on Bible Storyland every day in the name of Jesus. Amen. Anything that I've forgotten, Father, I lift it up before you, and I thank you for taking care of it in Jesus' name. Bless particularly our guests this morning, Father God, Jackie and Perry and my Aunt Mildred and Charmaine Neville and the two girls from Indianapolis, Father God, and the two children, the little ones from Jacksonville, and all the people that spoke this morning. Bless them in a special way, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing for all of us in Jesus' holy name. Bless our families. Draw our families closer to you, closer with each other, Father God. And I bless you. Father, I lift up my good friend, Louise Luke in Georgia, who's in a nursing home. Comfort her, strengthen her, give her contentment and peace, Father God, in Jesus' name. Give us all peace of mind, no matter what's going on around us, wars, rumors of wars, tsunamis, and all kind of storms. Oh, Father God, your word says, be still and know that you are God. So we're thanking you this morning, for we know that you are God. In Jesus' name, keep a hedge of protection around us. Amen.
Please, Jesus.
Amen. Anybody on the line have a brief testimony, something they want to share this morning? All right, let's see. Someone else press 1 here. That's a 504-914. You're on the air. Hello? 504-914. You're on the air. You needed to say something? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. All right, anybody else this morning? I can't hear that caller. Yes, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes? You're on the air this morning. You can speak.
Hello?
Yes.
She must not be able to hear
you. I can hear you. Okay, she keeps saying hello, but she's not talking. So anybody else have anything, any brief testimonies you want to share? Anything you want to say this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Coming through.
She's not coming through. She's saying hello, but that's all she's saying. Okay, we have another caller, 269. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Emily in Kalamazoo.
Hey, Emily, how are you this morning?
I'm blessed. And I thank God for this Easter season that we're in, and I was just calling to wish everyone a happy Easter and thank God for his son, Jesus, dying on the cross that we have a right to the tree of eternal life.
Amen. Thank you, Emily. How's Kalamazoo? Is it cold there?
It's a little chilly, but the sun is shining, so that's all right.
I know that's right. Thank God for it. All right. Anybody else want to say something or give a brief testimony this morning? Press 1 if you do. Paula, you're on the air. You had something you wanted to share? Okay. Anybody else? Yes, you're on.
Yes, I just wanted to give a testimony to know that God is really working, and he's working in my life. I know he is. I was just saying that Friday when I picked my check up, I was just like, not really short, but I was like, I didn't have enough money to do all the things I needed to do. And so my daughter, I have a daughter in Annapolis, Indiana, and my husband, he needed a little bit more money than what I give him on a weekly basis. And my daughter, thank God for her. She's so sweet. She has said, Mom, I was wondering, like, oh, my God, I need to give him a little bit more money. She pays the phone. We pay the phone bill together. She said, Mom, you give Daddy $50 more, and I'll pay another $50 on the phone bill. I was just so grateful for that child, you know. I'm just so thankful for
That's
my child that she was able to do things like that. And
yes.
Then when I got sick, I was still like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I had recommended one of my friends to go get a Toyota at Toyota, and I was thinking, Lord, I need just a little bit more money. If I had a little bit more money, you know, because you want to be looking good for Easter, you want your hair done, and you might want to buy some good food. And I was like, Lord, I just need a little bit more money. Please help me, God. And just then, when I pulled up in the parking lot downtown the cathedral, the man from Toyota said, I hate to have to track people down to give them money. Oh, I was so happy. I said, thank you, Jesus. I was so happy. I said, Lord, he gave me a $100 check, and I'm going to cash that this morning. That's why I'm on my way now, going to cash this check. So I
Amen.
Can have to break. I said, thank you, Jesus. Lord, it's so
I know.
Good.
That's great testimony.
Right
increase.
At the last minute. Oh, God,
yes.
I'm so
thank you, Lord.
At the last minute, he comes through. He comes
yes.
through right when you need him. Right when you need him, right when you ask him. Just be so sincere. That's why I tell children, just talk to the Lord like you're talking to me. Just talk to him and ask him. Whatever it is you need to ask him, ask him. Don't be scared. Just ask him. So I just
Amen.
Thank God.
He said, whatever we ask in his name, believe it. Now, we got to believe it. He's going to give it to us. We believe it. We say, oh, Lord, I believe. He's going to give it to us.
Yes, Lord.
According to his plan for us. He ain't going to give us nothing that's going to hurt us now. He's going to give us what we need, even the desires of our heart. Anybody else have a brief testimony this morning? All righty. Okay, well. I look forward to hearing from each of you next Saturday, April 30th, on Bible Story Land. It will be Joyful Praise Day. Today was Children's Day on Bible Story Land. I thank God for all the children.
Yes,
all
Lord.
The children. You know what? When we see children that walking down the street, we need to pray for our children.
Yes,
when we know that the children in school, we need to pray for our children. All kinds of things are happening, and we're just sitting by idly doing nothing. Pray children will be safe in the home, in the school, on the street, where at their friend's house, wherever they are, in the schools, everywhere. We need to pray for our children. You know, someone was sharing with me yesterday, and I said, look, I can't even hear no more. They were sharing about violence done to our children in another country, how they're being used as slaves and treated in God-awful ways. So I ask you just to pray for the children every day, because some of our children are being taken advantage of in ways that we don't even think about or dream about. I was even in a Family Dollar a few months ago, and a child got shot down right at the door in broad daylight. Pray for our children to be protected. If we don't pray for them, who's going to pray for them? We got to pray every day. Pray for our elderly people. You know, I was living downtown Jacksonville near a grocery store, and some of them would walk to the store. People would snatch their purses. I'm talking about older people. Snatch their purses and hit them, beat them. Pray for our elderly. Pray for their safety. Pray that God would surround them with a hedge of protection. Pray every day. You know, shut the TV down sometime and just take time and say, Lord, I lift up my aunt, my uncle, my grandparents. Lord, I lift up the children. Lord, protect them. Lord, provide for them. Keep a hedge of protection around them. So we need to pray daily for the safety of everyone, our household, everybody. Pray for our pastors. Pray for those in leadership. Pray for our president of the United States. Pray for those who are in office. You know, when I hear an ambulance going down the street, I pray. I said, Lord, whoever they're going to take care of, Lord, go before them. Help that person in need. You know, we got to stop and pray. Think about God. Keep God in the forefront of us. He keeps us in his thoughts every day. And all he asks of us is to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And when we love him, you know, love means obedience. Obedience. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So I want each of you this morning to continue to be blessed of the Lord. Receive his blessings. You know, sometimes God has blessings for us. We don't even receive them. But we got to receive them. God loves each of you. I love you. Stay in touch with God. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month and year. I love you, and I look forward to speaking to you next Saturday, speaking with you. God bless you. Anybody else have anything they want to say? We got a few more minutes. Hello? You had something you wanted to say?
Hello?
Yes? Mariba? You keep getting cut off. You keep saying hello, but then you don't say anything else. So call on your other phone. Maybe that'll work. All righty. We have a few more minutes on Bible Storyland if anybody want to speak. All right, we got a 504-267. You want to say anything this morning?
I spoke already.
All right, you did. We got 513-834. Got anything you want to say this morning? Got anything else you want to say? Anybody else? All righty. Talk to you all next week. I love you. God loves you. So keep up the good work. Keep on holding on to his unchanging hand. God loves you. I see my good friend Brenda from Houston, Texas is on, and my surrogate father's on, my sister's on from Ohio. Some people are hanging up, but I love you all. 972, you're on the air. Hello?